Okay, so at the end of Parshas Tetzaveh, so Teruma is about, you'll dish it out while I do it, okay?
I'll find it later.
So in Teruma is all about the setting up of the Mishkan. Tetzaveh is about the clothing, and then it talks about the 7 days of Miluim, the 7 days of the initiation process that will take place. And then we have a section that may be familiar to you, not from this parsha, but from a different parsha. And this is the section I want to focus on. It says, "Vizeh asher ta'aseh al-mizbeach." And this is what you should put on the mizbeach. Kvasim b'nei shana shnayim liyom tamid. Place on the mizbeach sheep, year old, two of them, every day, constantly. Esakem esachat esev boker, esakem esachit esev b'arbayim. One sheep in the morning, and one sheep in the afternoon. V'isaron solos balu b'shevin, kasis reva hayin, v'nesek revis hayin, yayin lakev esachad. Some flour, some oil, some wine libation. Vesa keves hashiri taseh b'arbayim. And the second keves, the second sheep, you should make between the afternoon. Kiminchas haboker chizkat taseh la reich nichoch ishal Hashem. Does this sound familiar at all?
Yes.
When do we say this normally? We say Rosh Chodesh, right? And what for? What parsha?
Pinchas.
Good. So that's the next source. Okay, the next source. It's almost the same, right? V'amarta lahem. V'amidbar chavches. Pasuk gimel. Zeh yisher shatkiv l'Hashem. Kavasim b'nei shana tumim shnayim layom ala samid. Es hakev es hachat haseh b'boker. Ves hakev es hashani taseh b'arbayim. V'asir sayfal sol s'mincha b'lo v'shem kasis revi sahin. Right? So it's basically, it's almost the same. Now we may pay attention to a few differences, but I guess I want to ask two different questions. Number one, why is it recorded twice? It's recorded in this week's Parsha Tetzaveh. It's not the popular one, because the popular one is the Lady for Rosh Chodesh. Why is it recorded twice? And secondly, what would you say is the purpose of the Korban Tamid? In other words, why do you think we bring a Korban Tamid? Any thoughts on either of these questions? Why is it recorded here? Now, there are no other korbanos that are recorded in Tetzaveh. You have some korbanos that are, a lot of korbanos are, we have the voluntary sacrifices that are in, or the individual sacrifice that are in, Vayikra Tzav. Then you have all these korbanos in Parshas Pinchas, and yet, at the end of Parshas Tetzaveh, you have this Tamid. So the question is, why is it recorded here and Parshas Pinchas? And secondly, what do you think the goal of the Parshas of the Korban Tamid did? Like, why do we have this morning, afternoon? Thoughts?
Well, Korbanos are it's the form of sacrifice.
Right.
It's to Hashem. I mean, that's what Korbanos are. They're acknowledging Hashem. It was the precursor to prayer. Yeah.
Maybe. It may not have been precursor of prayer. According to the Rambam, there is a daily obligation of prayer. So sure. Not sure what, I think it's more correct to say that prayer takes on greater significance after there are no more korbanos, as opposed to saying it like replaced it. Or people say the shul replaced the Beit HaMikdash when there were shuls, when there was a Beit HaMikdash. The shul took on greater significance when there's no Beit HaMikdash.
I would also say the reason that it's here is because this was the Korban Tamid, so they were working on the Mishkan, so.
So this is like the beginning of the service. Okay. Any other thoughts? Goal of the Tamid. So goal of Tamid is what? You'd like to sacrifice. So every day you got to sacrifice, I guess. Okay. So we're gonna talk a little bit about this. So I want to ask two different questions. Again, why is it recorded twice? And I have one, two, three, about four or five suggestions for the purpose of the Korban Tamid. Hopefully, when you have a lot of that, maybe one of them will resonate with you.
You bring it twice.
What?
You bring it twice, right?
So you say one twice. Okay. No, that's okay. So Rashi says in Parshas Pinchas, Esakem Esachad, Avo Bishikvar, Nemor Parshas Vata Tetzaveh, Vizeh Sher Tassis. So Rashi in Parshas Pinchas is saying, wait a second, didn't we already have this already? So he hoisas harali mehamiluim v'chanti v'doros. So that was the Korban Tamid was specifically for the 7-day initiation process, right? You have, you know, after the seventh day, you have Vahiba Yom HaShmini, the eighth day. So the 7 days of initiation, so you need the Korban Talmud that was being brought then. That's for that. And then the, for all generations, that's in Pinchas. Now, the Ramban has a different opinion. He doesn't like Rashi's opinion. We'll see in a second. It says, V'tam, the Ramban says, V'tam, V'tzav, 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 after Hashem said to these, you should separate the land, after he tells them to separate, to divide, apportion the land to different shvatim. Tziva lahashlim toras ha-karbanos. Then he says, he begins to complete the section of the karbanos, yaskid bar, so they're going to perform in Eretz Yisrael. Ki ba midbar, in the desert, lo hikrivu habusafim, they didn't bring the korban musaf, kamo shizkarti beseder emor el ha-kohanim. They didn't have wine libations. Now you're obligated to do everything. You have to do all the different sacrifices. In Parshas Pinchas, it's a new generation, right? Bamidbar, you have the beginning of Bamidbar is a generation, the generation that leaves Egypt, and they die out after Parshas Shlach is Sin of the Spies, and they have Korach, which is also the first generation, and Chukas is where you go from the first generation to the next generation. So Pinchas is already the second generation. Generation is going to enter Eretz Yisrael. So that's where we mentioned all the Karbonos. Even though we mentioned Karban Tavin and Parshat Tzaveh, Hechziro Lios Hakos Sidur Parshat Achatz. We want to put all of them in one section. It doesn't make sense to put Korban Musaf in the earlier section because that wasn't relevant until they're coming to Eretz Yisrael. So we want to include it all together. So Ramban is saying, yeah, you're right. It is repeated. But we want to include all of the Korban Sibor in one section. Now Rashi has a problem. He doesn't like Rashi's explanation. We're not going to dwell on it. It's good as an answer. But he doesn't like Rashi, who said that the discussion in this week's parsha about the Korban Talmud is only for the Yumei HaMiluin, because there's some in Perek Chav Tes Pasuk Mem Beis says Olas Tamid Le Doro Seichem, for your generations. So it seems to be for a long time. Chizkuni said no, Doro Seichem just mean two generations. Okay, but in any case, that's like sort of one way to look at this. Why is this section recorded twice? Maybe this is the 7-day miluim process, or maybe you're right, it is repeated, but we want to have everything together in Parshas Pinchas. I'm going to give another answer at the very end of this year, but I want to focus now on the second question. So there are generally two different goals broadly for Karbanos. What would they be? Like Karbanos for like two broad goals. Now, not individual versus tzibor, but why might someone want to be a Korban either because of A or B?
Sin
or
Thanksgiving,
right. Either you sin or you're some kind of Thanksgiving. You want to connect with God. Like either you did something wrong, or you didn't do something wrong, but it's a feeling you want to get close to Hashem. So what do you think is a Korban Talmud? Is it a sin, or is you want to get close to Hashem? And if those are the two things, like why do you think?
Is it close to
Hashem? Why would you say that?
Because it's constant.
Constant. So in other words, you have a positive view of mankind that in other words, you can take the really negative view and say, you know what, we're sitting every day. So truth is, I'm going to share with you, the first source I'm going to share with you, the Midrash says, yeah, it's sin, but most disagree. I like your approach better, Eric, but I'm just saying, not everyone's as optimistic as you are. The Midrash Agadah says, V'zeh asher ta'aseh al mizbeach, Vua tamid shnaim layom. Why twice? Can I get a yom? Ditnan. The Mishnah says tamid shel shachar. The korban tavid of the morning mechaper alaveiro shabayom. It atones for the sins in the day. It doesn't mean you're definitely going to sin, but for people who sin, the one for the sins of the day. V'tamid shel ben arba'im hoyu misaklim v'holchim kol alayla lechaper v'roshu b'alayla. And the nighttime korban is for the sins at night. Okay, so that's like more of a. And in fact. The Sepharno cites the Gaon. I'm not sure who this Gaon is, but he cites a Gaon who says
Tzivoy asiyas hatamid haya letaken hamuvas. The commandment to make the tamid was to fix that which is twisted. Hainu achara egel. This is after the egel, right? There's a famous debate between Rashi and the Ramban if this was commanded before the sin or after the sin of the golden calf. So his opinion was after. Shekodem egel lo yisrael tzichem letamidim. He says that you didn't need a carbon tamid before chet egel. Rak zivchei nedava. You'd only need what? Voluntary sacrifices. Etc. Amar, and therefore the pasuk says, this is what you should do. And if you don't do this, I'm not coming to dwell with you. In other words, in Parakha pasuk Chavav, it says that the end of Yisro, it says, Hashem says, I'm going to come to you all the time. And then now we're saying what? No, if you bring this korban tamid, then God's going to come. Meaning, we sin with the golden calf. If we want Hashem in our midst, so we need to do this to make up from our sinful behavior.
Isn't this before the golden calf?
So that's a debate. In other words, Ramban says Yesh Muktam Uchah BaTorah. He says that unless you're forced to say otherwise, there are a couple of times that you have to say it's not the right order when it's explicit. But Ramban's going to say that the Torah was written in its chronological order. And therefore, this happened before. I guess the Sforta or the Gaon, whose Sforta is quoting, is working with the assumption, like say Rashi, among others, who says that this is an example of Ein Mukta Buchbar Torah. This was commanded after the sin of the golden calf. So, but both of them are sort of like tied to some kind of sin. But the truth is, most of the Mefarshim that I saw actually do not tie it to sin. Most of them Paskin like Eric. So you're in good company. Okay, so the Malbim has something very interesting. He says, why do we have a Korban Tamid? He says, and this is, he says in Parshas Pinchas, he says, Chazal perish, inyan smichus Parshas Tamid, la nemar lamala. So Chazal connect the Korban Tamid to what's written above, before. Bibnei sha Tamid haya ba levatel avodas Hashemash. Right, in the old days, so nowadays, our God is your field, right? AI. I know. Right? That's our God now, right? AI, whatever. That's our God. But in the days of old, before technology, our God was the sun. Right? That was the big challenge to Hashem, was the sun. So the Korban Tamid is an anti-idolatrous Korban. Okay? Why? Shayim mishtachvim va'ovdim se'shemesh pamayim bayom. Bizroach ha'shemesh u'veirabaya be'es ashkia. So they would serve the sun in the morning, and they bow to the east. And when the sun sets, so long, God, we'll see you tomorrow morning, and they bow to the west, right? So if you notice, Avodas HaBoker Haya Pone LeMizrach VeAvodas BeNabayim Haya Pone LeMarav, right? The service of the morning, you turn to the east, and the service of the afternoon, you turn to the west. So what does Hashem do? Tziv Hashem lahakriv lefadav shnei tamidim. And Hashem says, bring two korbanos tamid. V'tiyeh shchitas tamid shoshachal al keren tzfonis maravis. And the yishecht, the korban, the morning korban, on the northwestern side of the Mizbeach, meaning you're facing west with your back towards the sun. V'shal ben arbayim al keren tzfonis mizrachis. And you would shecht the animal in the afternoon on the northeastern side of the Mizbeach, again, with your back facing the sun. So, hefech avodas Hashem is the opposite of serving the sun. So the Malbim looks at the Korban Tamid, it's just an anti-idolatrous service.
And this is similar to those who say that Korbanos were right. Brought in
to counter paganism. Right. So the question is like, how similar much idea. Is... Yeah. Now, the Abarbanel says, a little different. Abarbanel says, we'll try to do this quickly. He says, Avalim kol zeh reish milim omer b'bakum hazeh. He's going to explain a few words about this Korban Tamid. And he says, V'hu she'chashash ha'kasuk. He says, the pasuk was concerned. Shelo yomar Adam, or Hashem was concerned. Shelo yomar Adam, hinei alokeinu zeh chriyat tiveinu lechto. Hashem basically has... changed our nature to sin. Hashem is the influence of nature to sin. We have to sin. L'chein tziva v'masei ha-mizbeach v'kadosho ki'ilu tov l'fonav shedachta v'nashuv. And so Hashem commanded by building the mizbeach and sanctifying it as if, and as if, you know, we should sin and we should return. There's maybe the fact that we have korban. Think about it. God says, you have to build a mizbeach, and you're going to bring korbanos when you sin. So what can we say? Good to go. All right, I can sin. I just bring korbanos. God wants us to sin. It's natural for us to sin. The whole essence of the Mishkan is the Mizbeach, and the whole essence of the Mizbeach is to offer sacrifices. And the whole reason why we bring sacrifices is because it's our inclination to sin. Okay, so I'll sin, and then I'll bring korbanos. Veina davar kein. It's not the case. Kiyahine kadosh baruch hu lotziv korbanos ela achrei masa egel. He's the exact opposite of the Gaon. He says Hashem commanded. He says Hashem commanded the korbanos after the golden calf. Kishara sam kibara. When he saw the people were bad or acted poorly, u muchan lachato, and they're typically sin. They're prepared to sin. They sin often. As nasal if name a trufa lerapos machlasam beitzatzar pa karbados. So really, this is the exact opposite. This says that this commandment of the tumin was before the sin of the golden calf. After the sin of the golden calf, Hashem need to tell them about all these karbados in case they sin. Because only after the sin of the golden calf. So what about the korbanos now? And to remove from our hearts this thought that Shem gave us a mizbeach and command of korbanos because he knows we're going to sin, and it's natural for us to sin, and so we sin, it's okay. We just bring a korban. Amar navi ki lo di barjus of asechem lo tzivisi bayom otzia osam me'eretz mitzrayim al divrei olav hazevach. Yirmiyahu tells us that Hashem told us we left Egypt. Hashem then tells us about bringing korbanos ola and zevach. Uchmoshi b'rashim komo, as I explained over there. Uvimnei zeh, because of this, achar keid, achar ish tziva kam b'masa mizbeach, uvatora sakorim akriv v'lov, uvikdushas mizbeach mishichaso. Therefore, after Hashem commanded with us about building the mizbeach and the laws of the Kohanim who bring the korbanos and the sanctification of the mizbeach and anointing it, Amar, what does the Torah say? V'zeh sher tasa mizbeach. This is what you have to do on the mizbeach. Lahagi, to tell us. That's not the real goal of the Mizbeach, is not to atone for sins. It's better that a person not sin, better that you don't sin and you don't bring a korban. So what's the Mizbeach then? The only korbanos that were commanded before the sin of the golden calf was the korban tamid. Had there not been a sin of the golden calf, that's it. Korban tamid. In the morning, the evening, shem lo hayu lekaparas avonos. It's not to atone for sins. This is my first. This is mamish like Eric. Ki im toda leloka yisbrach. Right, Thanksgiving. David says it's like Thanksgiving to Hashem. Al kol atova and all the good sheitiv lamo that Hashem did for His people. V'zenyan omokan v'zeh sher tasam izbeh. So the exact opposite. So you could, either it's anti-idolatrous or it's an expression of gratitude each and every day. That's the Korban Tavid. Sefer HaChinuch goes one step further. And he says, with the same thing, he says, Mitzvah Simin B'chol Yom, V'achar Osa Matamim. After all these reasons, Ani Mamshich Gam King Tama Tamidim. Lomar. I'm going to tell you what the reason of the Korban Tavid. Sheni Stavenim B'vodazu, they command us with this, Tamidis, constantly, Shei Pamayim B'yom, twice in the day, Bizrichas Hashemes umitoso la eruv, in the sunrise and it's getting close to evening. Why? Laman nisorer mitocha maaseh hazeh, so we will awaken from this action. V'nasim kol libenu v'chol machshavoseinu l'davka b'shem baruch hu, that this from this action will lead us to cling with our to focus our thoughts and our hearts to cling to Hashem. This is Sefer Chinuch classic says that our thoughts are patterned after our behaviors. And therefore, so he says that in a day, people, I guess twice a day, that people have meals. They have two meals a day. They didn't snack all day. They didn't have three meals. They had three meals twice a day. So twice a day, they have their morning meal, their evening meal. So he says, that's the question, why twice, right? Everyone asks why twice. So Malvim says, okay, against the sun, rising, sun setting. He's like, why twice? So because people typically prepare their foods the morning and the evening, that's your most grateful in the morning and the evening when you're eating your food. If twice a day you're focusing on your needs, your primary needs, so twice a day, you got to focus on God, his creator. So we don't want the avoda, the work you do for yourself, to be more than you do for your master, for Hashem. Why is this? We want you to think about your creator. Can't be that you think about your needs more than you think about God's needs. That's why we're gonna make ourselves better. So again, you can look at the Korban Tamid as a thank you, as not a non-response to sin, and maybe again it's because twice, could you prepare your food twice, maybe. Okay.
The people didn't see the Korban, the
Kohanim,
so the people didn't even.
Yeah, so that's probably, so the question is, so suppose, like, I mean, that's like the whole failure of that's one of the major failures of the first Beis HaMikdash. Right? The first Beis HaMikdash, the people lived vicariously through the Kohanim, and the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah saw that it was a failure, and so what did they do? They said, okay, everyone, you got brachos, we have a text for tefillah. In other words, there was less vicarious ritual through the Kohanim and the second Beis HaMikdash. There was a lot of individual taking ownership of their spirituality themselves. So you're right. I mean, the goal is you're supposed to think about it and supposed to have an influence on you or learn about it. So it's supposed to have influence on you. It didn't live up to that. And that's why we have all this rabbinic legislation, all these brachos that we're saying, all these tefillos that we do. So I want to share with you two more ways of looking at this. That the Netziv says very beautifully. Look what he says. V'zesher tasa mizbeach. He says, in our parsha bichla be'arnu b'musaf in the parsha's Pinchas, to mishun ahaya tachlis havos tmin b'midbar, mitachlis tmin b'eret Yisrael. So he says, in parsha tetzaveh, it's about bringing the tamid in the desert, and in parsha's Pinchas, it's about bringing the Tamid in Eretz Yisrael. What's the difference? So the Eretz Yisrael, bo bishvil parnasa. In the Korban, in Parshas Pinchas, you bring the Korban Tamid because of parnasa in Eretz Yisrael. Because they need parnasa, right? You have, in the deserts, the food's falling from the sky. In Eretz Yisrael, you need parnasa, so you need to dive into Hashem. And that's what he says. And because it says, also it says, l'korbani lachmi li'ishai. Right? It says in Parshas Pinchas. It doesn't say that in Parshas Tetzaveh. Right? Korbani lachmi li'ishai. Right? So that is for my bread. So that is, in Parshas Pinchas, for Eretz Yisrael, for the food. What's it for here? V'no'adati l'cha sham. It's so that Shem Shechina should rest with us. Now, there's two different goals. Tamid is we want to feel the connection with God. V'no'ati l'chasham. It's to feel the connection with God. In Eretz Yisrael, it's for food. So that's the difference that Tziv said. And I think what's fascinating, and maybe with this we'll finish with Rav Hirsch, is that if you actually notice that, if you go back to the first page, and before we see Rav Hirsch, after the Korban Tamid is brought, is commanded, what does it say? V'no'ati shamali v'nei Yisrael v'kdash b'chvodi. And I will meet there for B'nai Yisrael, and I'll be sanctified with my glory. V'kidash yis olmoed, we're going to sanctify the olmoed, the Mizbeach, and the Aaron and his children. V'shachanti b'soch B'nai Yisrael v'yisi lahem le'lokim. And I will dwell amongst the B'nai Yisrael, and they'll be for me for a God. V'yedu ki ani Hashem elokeihem asher hotzeitzi yotzam eretz Yisrael. They're going to know that I'm Hashem, their God. So, question is, like, this is like a nice bookend, right? Because what does the Torah say in last week's parsha? Vasuli Mikdash, Shati Besocham. The goal of the whole Mikdash is to feel God's presence. That's the whole goal, to feel God's presence. So then what does Hashem do? Okay, this way you got to build all these material, build all these kelim, build these walls of the Mishkan, right? And then you got to make all these clothing for the Kohanim. And then you got to bring this Korban Tamid if you want it to be V'no'ati L'chasham. If you want Vasuli Mikdash, you got to do everything, including the Korban Tamid. In other words, it might be a different goal than Parshas Pinchas. Parshas Pinchas is about all the korbanos, maybe for Eretz Yisrael, maybe like the Netziv says for Parnasa, korbani lachmi lishai. Here, the Korban Tamid is simply to feel the presence of God. And so what's the mess here? Look at Rav Hirsch, the last thing we're going to learn here. Rav Hirsch says, the Pasuk HaKodem, Hushin Watzivonu B'davar HaKomas Mishkan V'Chanukaso. This last Pasuk, we're done with setting up the Mishkan. V'chein B'davar K'nisas Aaron U'Banam L'Kun Asam. And as this concludes, the Korban Tamid is what concludes the commandments to build the Mishkan, and for the clothes and the initiation of the Mishkan, and the clothing of the Kohanim. Barom ein bekima tzibum ha'ila kishel ha'atzmam ki lamamesh es ha'tachlis ha'muftacha shal ha'shchanas shchinas Hashem ha'kerva'a. K'nem ha'vasu limitav shanti b'socha. He says, if you build the Mishkan, you build all the kelim, you get all the clothing on the Kohanim, you fix it all, and like you do the initiation, it's still not enough to achieve v'shachanti v'asul miklas v'shachanti b'socha. Rak hitmasrut ha'am Yom Yom El Chazon Hatuda Hayudit Hamitkale Bemikdash. Only what? The sacrifice, the daily sacrifice of the people, each and every day, to the Jewish vision that we find that manifests itself in the Mikdash. Hitmatsrut Haba'a Lidei Bitui Ayudei Avodat Hatamid Shokorim Betoch HaMikdash. It's only the sacrifice that brings its expression through the service of the Tamid of the Kohanim in the Mikdash, Masiga Tatachlit Hazot, achieves this purpose. Vosei Tamikdash Limon Hashchina. It's the Korban Tamid that ultimately brings God's Shchina down to earth. Zeh Tochan Apsukim Lamed Chet Membav. This is the content of the Psukim, Apsukim Lamed Chet Membav. Hamorim Al Hagshamat Hamatara Shel Kol Binyan Hamikdash. The whole purpose of the Mikdash is what? V'shachanti B'socham. That's the whole purpose. Matara zu lo huska achat l'tamid ayidei hakamat hamikdash. It's not achieved through just building the mikdash. Hirak nitafshara ayidei kach. It's only possible through this. Matara tusag rak im mikdash yiv malei chayim. It's only if the mikdash is full of life. V'yaset pulato ayidei masei ha'itmasrut ha'tmidim shalav. It's only like you can build the biggest shul in the world, the biggest sanctuary. You know, you have the best, you know, like donate, you have the wealthiest people building the fanciest shul, the fanciest temple. But you know what brings Hashem Shechina? It's what? It's the day, it's that you use it. That it's used daily by the people. Kiviyachol nishimato halumit, the national breath shall out of the people. Zetam korban tamid. That's the reason of the korban tamid. Hitmasrut Olam Shalom El Chazon Torah Hashem. The everlasting sacrifice of the people to the vision of the Torah of God. Shalishmohu Kama Mikdash. That's why the Mikdash was established. That's for his name. Chazon Ashehu Matarat Mikdash. The purpose of the Mikdash. And that's why the Korban Tamid is found here with the Korbanat Hamiluim V'smichat Haduka Aleihem. That's why we have this, because it wants to tell you at the end of the day, This is what ultimately, everything else is the Heksher Mitzvah. Building the Mishkan, the fancy clothing, the initiation process. What's going to do it is not the day-to-day. The day, and you know, there's a famous halachic principle that most of us are familiar with. Tadir v'she'eno tadir, tadir kodem. If you have two mitzvos that confront you, you have a mitzvah that's common, and you have a mitzvah that's not common, you do the common mitzvah first. I would have said the opposite. I would have said, no, if there's a new special mitzvah to do, you want to say that. I'm so excited about that. In Judaism, the day-to-day, the routine, connection, trying to sacrifice, connecting with God, the daily sacrifice, the daily grind, that may not seem so excited, but makes divine worship part of our personality. That's ultimately what's going to bring the Shekhinah down. And that, I think, can answer both questions. What was the initial question again? The initial question is, why was it recorded twice? Again, it's part of the Korbanos. Parshas Pinchas, again, you can look at, these are the Korbanos for Eretz Yisrael, these are Korbanos maybe for Pardasa, or you have it all in one section of all the daily sacrifices, the Shabbat sacrifices, the Yom Tov sacrifices, the Rosh Chodesh sacrifices, all in one place. Okay, Parshas Pinchas, and here it's different. Here the focus is that we want if the goal is v'yasuli mikdash v'shachati b'sochav, everything else is preparation. Everything else is, there are like supporting roles of, you know, religious life, which are very, very important. You need supporting roles, but you also need the core roles. The core roles are the daily, it's like kevetz achat tesebet boker, it's kevetz tesebet arbayim, and that I think is the value, very significant value of the korban tamid, the routine, the constant, building that relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And I think that we see, according to Rav Hirsch, maybe lower than the Netziv, in the korban tamid of this week's parasha.